Endurance Gold reported partial drill results for its Elephant Mountain Gold Project in Alaska, about which the market also yawned. Is the market just not paying attention?
In the case of Endurance, it's a fairly obscure junior, hasn't made much noise about its project. They drilled two holes in part of the south zone on Elephant Mountain in the midst of a large gold arsenic anomaly. Now, the backstory on this is that since 1898, placer miners have been mining gold from the creeks that drain from Elephant Mountain. And Placer Dome itself looked at this project in the late 80s and drilled a few holes and concluded, well, nice anomaly here in the soils, but we don't see the zone. So what Endurance Gold is trying to figure out is, where is there the enriched structure hidden beneath all the overburdened material that is the source of the soil anomaly, as well as the gold that's ending up in the creeks several kilometers downstream. And one hole was an unoxidized hole with a lot of massive sulfide stibnite, antimony, one of the metals associated with these intrusion-related gold systems. So they had that rush assayed, and they reported a 4.6-meter interval of 4-gram gold, which included a shorter interval of 20-gram gold. So that was very encouraging. They had drilled a second hole as a scissor hole, and there, it was all completely oxidized and busted up, and they had not sent this because they wanted to see what the other stuff ran. But the theory now is that you can't see the sulfides, and obviously you never see the gold in this type of system, in that second hole, and now they're waiting with somewhat bated breath for the results there, because the trick is to try and find out where is the structure within this general soil anomaly that is enriched with gold. So the market says, well, show us that this other hole is mineralized, and it has the potential, precisely because you can't see anything, but you've got the geological context linked to where it was just offset a bit, not altered at all. You have the potential to get a decent assay from that. And so we hope to see, you know, by the end of November, a good assay for that second hole on the south zone.